4, Sierra Zulu Yankee Mobile.
Station, this is KO4HKX. I didn't get your call sign.
4XKX, this is KQ4 Sierra Zulu Yankee. Good afternoon to you.
This is Patrick on this end.
Patrick, this is Rob. I'm over here in Spartanburg. Just left work, went by the grocery store, and I'm on the way home now.
I'm up here in Penrose, outside of Bavard, North Carolina, recovering from knee surgery.
A rough one there. I've had a few friends at work have that problem. I've been lucky. I've dodged that one so far.
Well, they finally caught me, it's not as bad as everybody made it out to be for me. I'm doing really well with it so far.
The good news is you've got an excuse to stay inside and not go out in the heat right now.
I've been sitting here watching the thermometer, and it got up to 88 here at the house on the porch, which I know it's quite a bit hotter down there, but still, that's pretty warm.
Sure, yeah, anything over 80 is warm to me, but yeah, my car is reading 98 degrees right now, and it feels like it's hotter than that.
Surprised me out there in the sun on that pavement. You get hot down that way. Nice thing about up here in the mountains, it's still got a lot of trees and a lot of creeks and water around, so it cools things down a little bit, because it's just 87 right here right now.
What kind of equipment are you running to hit the repeater down this way?
I'm on my Kenwood 710, which I've got it on crossband. I'm actually talking to you on HD sitting in the living room. But it's run out on a vertical tram 1481, I believe it is, about 50 feet in the air.
I've got a little tram antenna on a 20-foot pole in the backyard, but I don't have quite as good a luck with mine.
Trust me, it's been a struggle up here getting into the repeater as well as I do. Some days it doesn't work as well as it is right now.
Coming into it pretty good. There's a little bit of static on your side, but nothing crazy at all. I'm hearing you pretty good.
You're doing real well into the repeater here. A little bit of picket fencing and scratch here with you, but nothing to worry about. And I know you're mobile, so that's just the way it is.
I would really love to put a tower up in my yard, but I would probably have a tough fit.
Mine doesn't say anything about it. She lets me do it. And mine's just on a military mast pole right now. The aluminum military poles run up about that far. So you don't have to get real fancy with it. You can be pretty simple.
Be a little discreet.
Don't have to worry about none of that. No HOA here where I'm at.
And I told my wife, if we ever move again, which I don't know if we will, but I said if we ever do, I will not move into another HOA.
I have never had to deal with one, and plan to keep it that way.
I appreciate you having a conversation with me. I just pulled in the driveway, and I've got to run these groceries in so the wife can get supper going. I hope to hear from you again. This is KQ4SZY, and I'll be clear on your final.
I look forward to talking to you again, and this is KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
4HKX, and 4ZLK.
Good afternoon, Shane. How are you doing today? KO4HKX here.
Hey, Patrick. I'm doing well. I hope you are. Hope you're better than you were last week, as far as your leg is concerned.
I got nothing to complain about.
Get used to sitting around.
I get up and walk around. every little bit, making laps around the house.
Glad to be talking to Rob there. Talked to him a couple times on the way in the morning.
I missed it. Didn't hear you. Must have been one of those times I was taking a nap. That's been my biggest hurdle, is sleeping.
Trying to get comfortable and then being tired in the daytime because you didn't sleep well at night.
That's it. And then just having to get up every so often and walk around, because stay in one position too long, it just tends to start to ache. So I just get up and walk it off and do real well with that, keeping pain under control that way.
Won't be too long, and this will be a distant memory, hopefully. And you'll be back to your old self, or even better.
Hoping better.
Gotta get you something.
I ain't seen the full cost of this thing yet, so I'm sure it won't be cheap.
Here, did you get the nap up for us?
Breaking up there a little bit.
Set out next.
KO4HK, standing by.
Better N4ZLK.
But go ahead.
Underneath that bridge on 85 and Augusta Road. I just asked if you got your knee, your part from the original factory, or did you have to go to Napa for it?
I'm going to have to find out when I go in Monday and for my first checkup.
That, I checked the Ford's price on the bearing assembly. And they, by the time they added all the parts up, they said I needed it was going to be almost, well, it was well over $800, $600 for the, $480 or something for the bearing assembly, and then I needed this for $50, and I needed this for $75, and by the time they ended up, it was close to $800.
For HKX. Wow, they've changed things since I left there then, because that used to come all in one box. The only thing it didn't come with it was the studs were held it onto the spindle, and those are reusable.
With the studs. But I got it from Napa, and I watched two or three videos, and everything on the videos, everything that those guys were taking off, I didn't see them put any new parts back on. I guess the washers could get worn, I don't know, and I'm not saying they were professional. I did watch one that was a manufacturer of one of those, so it was, you know, pretty professionally done video, and they didn't seem to recommend any new parts, so I'm not sure. Everything came with it, studs and everything.
I don't understand what they were telling you you needed, what else you needed, because everything used to come in the box.
Something about you need this this seal guard, and you need I think they were trying to sell me a new, was a dustpan, if that's the correct term for it. And I needed this, he said something about this blue washer and this something else. I don't know. I went and got one from Napa. It was under $300, and it looked like everything I needed.
I blame you, because, yeah, it sounds like Ford was just trying to upsell you there, because you didn't need anything other than the bearing, that was all it should have been in the box, and it should have come with everything you had, you needed. Sounds like they were trying to sell you the dust seal, which goes on the axle tube, which you didn't need because you weren't going to go that far in. And then, I don't know what else they were trying to do there.
Part, it's in the box, but I haven't gotten into it yet, so. I had the silly notion that I could work on fix some fascia that was crumbling on the back side of my house before the painters got to it, and then get to the bearing replacement when I got done with that. And that took me all day to finish up that other part, the part on the house. And I was so worn out when I got done. I came in, took a shower, and laid on the couch for a while before I went to bed. Got a pre-nap before I went to bed.
Got to do that. You got to get a warm-up thing so you're ready to go. KB2HXS. I can't let this go now.
Dave?
You guys are calling me old, and you're going to take a pre-warm-up nap to go to sleep, to go to bed? Oh, I never want to hear any kind of comments about being old again. Good afternoon, sir.
Dave, good to hear you in here.
In downtown Greenville traffic on Highway 123, trying to make the left on Church Street. I had to come down for it. Man, it's been a long day for me. I'm going home finally.
Interesting, that's why I said that. And you're going home to get your pre-nap before you go to bed, aren't you?
Oh, there's no pre-nap tonight, man. We got the grandkids tonight. We're taking them up to Paris Mountain in the morning for some swimming action.
What punishment? Go ahead, Patrick.
I do.
Go to Paris Mountain, make a fool out of himself tomorrow.
Are the emergency vehicles headed that way tomorrow?
Yeah, watch out for the helicopter coming to get me.
He doesn't have to wait till he goes to Paris Mountain to do that. He does it every day.
Oh.
About that one, Dave.
Y'all ain't making me feel real welcome right now.
Nap.
Oh, is that what it is? Get a recharge the mouth? Is that it? Okay.
Keeping you busy, though, like you said.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's keeping me extremely busy. Today was a killer. I have to go back to a customer tomorrow with a new motor for the condenser. I didn't have one with me. I ran free.
Keep everything in stock right now.
Well, fortunately, my wife was in downtown Greer, so I had to go to Crescent to go pick one up for me so I can get back into Greenville tomorrow early.
The lumber for me yesterday, and I told her I was laughing when she got home with it. I had her have them cut it because to fit it in her car, I just needed about 4 feet of a 2x6. But I said, just get an 8-foot piece and have them cut it in half. And I'm standing up on a ladder 20 feet in the air, and she brought home the hardest piece of heartwood, snappy, heavy heartwood. Every piece of 2x6 I've ever bought before has been that really light, weight, dried out, you know, lumber. Somehow she managed to get the one that gave me the most difficulty.
What are you supposed to do? Make it tough on us, you know. Come on. Patrick, right?
Close by.
She's had the radio on at the house listening to me so she can throw it back in my face.
I said, I know this wasn't your fault, but this is what happened. And we both laughed about it. And then I cried later, but not in front of her.
I cry. Real women don't pump gas. Remember that.
I'm pulling into a pickup here. I'll let you go. Good to hear both of you. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Don't get too much of a pre-nap there while they're loading you. I'll catch you later. Have a good evening. KB2HXS. Patrick?
Appreciate it. Good to hear you this afternoon. And we'll talk on down the log. KO4HK.
I'm to Wade Hampton. Yay!
About 15 minutes in.
I just came on to Wade Hampton from Church Street, so I figure probably more like 30 minutes with all the traffic. Well, I don't know. It's 5:30. Traffic may have eased a little bit by the time I get through Taylor's.
It might be a little more than 15 minutes. Might be closer to 30, but shouldn't be too much longer.
Okay. I juiced up my air conditioning in my car. Seems to be working just a little bit better, and I'm okay with that.
I heard you talking to Dave the other day about his, and his little truck.
Maybe there's somebody else in there. Another station in there?
Interference has been coming in.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard somebody else chime in. All right. Yeah, I don't want to work on customers' AC on their vehicles because I just don't know enough about them. They're just too involved and just, you know and I know the cars are built around these things.
It's the same theory of operation, but not quite the same way they do everything.
Yeah, you just don't open up the electrical panel and change the capacitor or hook up and charge them up, you know? They're a pain.
Me, I know. I've worked on many of them.
And a vendor to sell me an actual tank of the 123YF. I think, was it Discount or O'Reilly's? They have a 10-pound can for like $500. I'm like, yeah, out of your mind.
Nope. 10-pound cylinder, and that's about the right price.
Well, before I spend that kind of money on a tank of Freon, I want to dump my system out and fill it up with nitrogen, see if I can't find a leak. I'm thinking the pump shaft, I'm thinking the seal is probably starting to go.
For HK. Well, first thing I tell you to do is do a visual inspection of all the lines and all the connections, and right around the connections, if they're leaking, they'll be real dirty. Same goes for the seal behind the compressor, on the compressor there. It'll do the same thing. The front of the compressor will be real oily, kind of oily, dirty, and then that'll be your leak.
Oh, yeah. No, I've got my bubblers, I got my, you know, my big blue bubble stuff, and I got a brand new leak detector that's going to be showing up in another day or so. I bought one of those Bacharach H10s because my little LS2, that thing took a powder. It is now 6 feet under.
Power nap.
Yeah, taking a no power nap.
They do that from time to time. It's man-made. It does tear up.
Yeah, I've had it for a long time. I mean, and I'm surprised it lasted this long. Jimmy's out of town. He has his down in Myrtle Beach. I was like, thanks, Jim.
He took the hottest week of the year off so far.
Heck, we got two big installs next week.
For that time off.
Yeah, you darn right. Give you 2HXS.
For IT.
The shaded area here by Pleasantburg and 29, so let me hang the mic. I'm not going to be able to hear the machine for a little bit. Patrick, you enjoy yourself. Get some rest. I'll talk to you soon. KB2HXS.
You take care. Good to hear you out there. And go home and enjoy a nice, cool shower and relax for a little bit. KO4HX, and I'll be clear. 73.
73, Patrick. Talk to you soon. KB2HXS, clear.
You want to hear a story? He hasn't seen that to be.
KO4HK.
It's having it this DOT physical every year, right?
Oh.
I've gotten you out. I'm back on the 2-year regimen. They were nice enough to do that for me.
Where'd you go get it?
I hopped there on Wade Hampton.
I don't know exactly where you're talking about, or I know where the IHOP's at, but I don't know what place in there done it.
DHC, urgent care or something.
Well, at least you got it done, and you got another 2 years.
Well, no work tomorrow, though, so I'm going to stay home in the air conditioner all day. It's too hot.
I've been in the air conditioner for 2 weeks now. I'm gonna die when I have to go back outside and spend some actual time out in the heat.
Well, you might want to wait to fall. What you been doing all day? Just talking on the radio?
That. Sitting around, walking around, doing my exercises, just hanging out.
No, you go off the reservation.
Until I get this bandage off.
To get off
Thursday, but it might not be till Monday.
And these will never be the same. They say scars build character, right? Girls like guys with scars.
And see how she likes it when she gets to see it finally.
Question that you can't answer anymore. Ask if I had any surgeries.
One now.
I actually had two surgeries. I just got my right wrist just for assist.
Had, and look, plan to keep it that way as long as possible.
I told her that, but yeah, probably be knee surgery in my future. I don't know. Maybe they might take the ticker might give up before my knee. I don't know.
I'm in the doctor for you.
Been on that for a while. It'll be a deadline because you never know. I might be getting on or off that truck, and then I'll need it immediately.
Strong move, and you will.
Ain't yet. Lost my truck.
Not here either. It clouded up a couple times like it was going to, but it never has.
Now I'm going to holler at you. Say, have a good afternoon. We're just, Wendy's following me and met her at Walmart, loaded up her groceries for her, and now we're heading back to the fort. You know, in the dirt road.
Well, you and Wendy have a good evening. Tell her we said hello, and I'll let you know as soon as I can break out of the farm here. I'll talk to you later, Leon. 1004 HK. I'll be clear. 7-3.
Good to hear you in there. Hang in there, buddy. It's coming. NC 9.